Mama, listen to the only one. Only the one was in her heart. She was merged into the love for the one. And even impossible became possible.
Man ki aankhon se har pal hi tujhko dekhun. Man ki aankhon se har pal hi tujhko dekhun. Baba khade hai paas mere, dil se duaye mangu. Baba mere, baba mere, baba mere, baba mere.
Man ki aankhon se har pal hi tujhko de.
मालूम है मुझे वर्षा करना है और पुरुषार्थ करना है, मांगना नहीं है कुछ भी, आशीर्वाद या शक्ति मांगी नहीं जाती है. क्यों? कि बाप तो अच्छी तरह से समझाते हैं कि याद में रहने से तुमको शक्ति मिलेगी. इसे बाबा तो कोई है नहीं. अच्छा, कृपा पढ़ेंगे, योग रखेंगे, अच्छी तरह से धारण करेंगे तो जैसे आपने ऊपर कृपा कर दिया.
1 November 2014 मॉर्निंग मुरली. ओम शांति. बाप दादा मधुबन. स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, कीप एन आई ऑन योरसेल्फ फुल्ली. You should not do anything against the law. By disobeying Srimad, you will fall. Sweet children, keep an eye on yourself fully. You should not do anything against the law. By disobeying Srimad, you will fall. What precautions must you take in order to become a multi-millionaire? What precautions must you take in order to become a multi-millionaire? Let there always be this attention. Whatever I do, others who see me will do the same. You should not have any false arrogance. You should never miss the Murli. Be careful about your thoughts, words and deeds. Your eyes should not deceive you. You will then be able to accumulate an income of multi-millions. To achieve this, remain introverted and remember the Father and remain safe from all sinful actions. Essence for Dharana. First, you must perform every action according to the Father's introductions. You must never disobey Srimad. only then will all your desires be fulfilled without your asking for anything. You must not have any desire for trance or visions. Become ignorant of all desires. Second, you must not meet together and gossip. Become introverted and check yourself. For how long do I stay in remembrance of Baba? Do I churn this knowledge? Blessings. May you be an intense effort maker who flies in the flying stage with the wings of courage, zeal and enthusiasm. The flying stage has two wings, courage and zeal and enthusiasm. In order to achieve success in any task, it is absolutely essential to have courage and zeal and enthusiasm. Where there is no zeal or enthusiasm, there is tiredness, and those who are tired can never be successful. According to the present time, you cannot reach your destination without the flying stage, because the effort is for one birth, whereas the attainment is not just for 21 births but for the whole cycle. When you have the recognition of time in your awareness, your efforts automatically become intense. Slogan: only those who fulfill everyone's desires of the mind are Kamadhenu, the cow that fulfill everyone's desire. Only those who fulfill everyone's desires of the mind are Kamadhenu, the cow that fulfills everyone's desires. Om Shanti. The Father has explained to you spiritual children that when you sit here, your intellect should definitely have the thought that one is our Baba, our teacher and also our Sadguru. You also realize that by remembering Baba, you will become pure and go to the pure land. Baba has explained that you come down from the pure land. That is called the pure land. You then go from the Satopradhan stage through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. You now understand that you have fallen down. That is, you are in the brothel. Although you are at the confluence age, you understand through knowledge that you have stepped away from this world. You understand through knowledge that you have stepped away from this world. If you keep remembering Shiv Baba, Shivalaya, the temple of Shiva, is not far. But if you do not remember Shiv Baba, Shivalaya is very far. If you have to experience punishment, you then become very distant. So the father does not give you children too much difficulty. Firstly, he says repeatedly, you have to become pure in your thoughts, words and deeds. Those physical eyes can deceive you a great deal. You have to take great care with them. The father has explained that trance is totally distinct from yoga. Yoga means remembrance. You can have remembrance even with your eyes open. Trance is not yoga. When you offer bhog, you have to go up according to the directions you are given. Maya interferes a great deal in this. Maya is such that she gets up your nose, arouses you. Just as the father is powerful, so Maya too is very powerful. She is so powerful that she has pushed the whole world into a brothel. Therefore, you have to be very cautious. You should remember the father accurately and with discipline. If you perform any action against the law, she makes you fall completely. You should never have any desire for trance, etc. Become totally ignorant of even the knowledge of desire. If you follow the father's directions, all your desire will be fulfilled without your asking. If you do not follow his directions and take a wrong path, then it is possible that instead of going to heaven, you will fall into hell. It has been remembered that an alligator swallowed an elephant. Those who used to give this knowledge to many and who used to offer bhog are not here today. Because of their unlawful behavior, they were totally influenced by Maya. Whilst becoming deities, they became devils. The father knows that those who used to make very good efforts and who were going to become deities have become like devils and are living with devilish people. They have become traitors. Those who belong to the father and then belong to Maya are called traitors. You have to keep an eye on yourself. If you disobey Srimad, you will fall and you won't even realize it. The father cautions you children and tells you that your behavior should not be such that you would be taken into the depth of hell. Baba explained yesterday that many brothers hold committees amongst themselves and do everything without Srimad and thereby cause disservice. If you do something without Srimad, you continue to fall. In the beginning, Baba set up a mother's committee because the mothers have been given the urn of nectar. Salutations to the mothers has been remembered. Even if the brothers create committees, there isn't a saying salutation to the brothers. If you are not following Srimad, you become trapped in Maya's web. Baba had set up a committee of mothers and handed everything over to them. Generally, men, not women, cause bankruptcy. Therefore, the father places the urn on the mothers. On this path of knowledge, even mothers can become bankrupt. Those who can become multi-millions times fortunate can also be defeated by Maya and cause bankruptcy. Here, both men and women can become bankrupt, and they do become bankrupt. So many were defeated and left. That means that they became bankrupt. The father explains that the people of Bharat have become totally bankrupt. Maya is so powerful that people are unable to understand what they were and how they have completely fallen. Here too, whilst some of you are climbing up, you forget Srimad and then become bankrupt by following your own dictates. Those people become bankrupt but can then rise up again after 5 to 7 years. Here you become bankrupt for 84 births. You cannot claim a high status, then you keep becoming bankrupt. If Baba had photographs, he would show you. You would say that what Baba is telling you is absolutely right. This one was a great Maharathi and used to uplift many. But he is not here today. He is bankrupt. Baba repeatedly cautions you children, there is nothing to be gained by setting up your committees, etc. according to your own dictates. Then throughout the whole day, whenever you meet, you would just keep gossiping. This one used to do this, that one used to do that. Only when your intellect's yoga is with the father will you become Satopradhan. If after belonging to the father, your yoga is not connected to him, you keep falling, your connection breaks. You should not become afraid and question why Maya is causing you so much distress if your link breaks. You should try to forge a link with the father again. Otherwise, how would your battery be charged? If there are sinful actions, your battery becomes discharged. In the beginning, so many came and belonged to Baba. They joined the bhakti, but where are they today? They fell because they remember the old world. The father says, I am now inspiring you to have unlimited disinterest. Don't allow your heart to be attached to the old world. Let your heart be attached to heaven. If you want to become like Lakshmi or Narayan, you have to make effort. Your intellect's yoga should be with the one father, and you should have disinterest in the old world. Remember the land of happiness and the land of peace. As you walk and move around, you should remember Baba to whatever extent possible. This is absolutely easy. You have come here in order to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. You must tell everyone that they now have to change from Tamopradhan to Satopradhan, because it is now the time for your return journey. The history and geography of the world repeat. That means that hell changes into heaven and heaven into hell. This cycle continues to turn. The Father says, whilst you are sitting here, become a spinner of the discus of self-realization, Swardarshan Chakradhari. Stay in remembrance of having been around the cycle many times. You are now becoming deities once again. No one in the world understands the significance of this. Deities do not have this knowledge. They are pure anyway. They cannot blow the conch shell because they don't have knowledge. Because they are pure, there is no need to give them these symbols. The symbols are given when both are together. You are not given these symbols either, because today you are becoming deities and tomorrow you become devils. The Father makes you into deities and Maya makes you into devils. When the Father explains, you understand that your stage truly has fallen. Many unfortunate ones gave to Shiv Baba's treasure store, but they then ask for it back and become devils. This happened because of a lack of yoga. It is only by having yoga that you are able to become pure. You call out, Baba, come and change us from impure to pure so that we can go to heaven. You are on the pilgrimage of remembrance so that you can become pure and claim a high status. Even those who heard a little and then died will definitely go to Shivalaya, the temple of Shiva, no matter what status they claim. Once they have had remembrance, they will definitely go to heaven. But they cannot claim a I status. You should be happy when you hear the name of heaven. You must not be happy failing and claiming a status worth pennies. There will definitely be the feeling that you are a servant. At the end, you will have visions of what you are doing to become, and you will know what sinful actions you perform that led you to that state, and why you did not become an empress. By being cautious at every step, you can become multimillionaire. In the temples, the idols of deities are shown with the symbol of a lotus. There is a difference in the status. Even the kingdom of today have so much splendor. Although they are only temporary, they cannot be kings for all times. So the Father says, if you wish to become like Lakshmi or Narayan, the effort you make should be accordingly. How many people do you bring benefit to? For how long do you stay introverted and remember Baba? We are now to return to our sweet home. We will then come down into the land of happiness. You should churn all of this knowledge internally. The Father has both knowledge and yoga in Him. You too must have both in you. You know that Shiv Baba is teaching you. Therefore, this is knowledge and also remembrance. Gyan and yoga are together. It should not be that when you sit in yoga and continue to remember Baba, knowledge is forgotten When the father teaches you yoga, does he forget knowledge? All the knowledge remains with him. You children must also have this knowledge. You have to study. When others see the actions I perform, they will do the same. If I don't study the Murli, others will not study it either. They have false arrogance, and so very quickly Maya attacks them. You must take the Father's stream at every step. Otherwise there will be one or another sinful action. After making a mistake, many children don't tell the father. They completely destroy themselves. If you make a mistake, Maya slaps you. She makes you worth not a penny. When you become arrogant, Maya makes you perform many sinful actions. Baba has never told the brothers to set up a committee of brothers. There should definitely be one or two sensible sisters on the committee. With those advice, the work can be carried out. The urn is given to Lakshmi. It has also been remembered that when nectar was being given, there were obstacles in the yagya. They cause many types of obstacles. They spend the whole day gossiping. That is very bad. If anything happens, you must report it to the father. Only the one father can reform everyone. You must not take the law in your own hands. You must stay in remembrance of the Father. Keep giving the Father's introduction to everyone, and you will then become like that. Maya is very strong. She doesn't leave anyone alone. You must always write your news to the Father. You must keep taking directions. Actually, you constantly receive directions. Anyway, you children think that Baba knows all the secrets inside you when he explains a particular aspect that happens to be in your mind. However, Baba says, "No, I only teach you knowledge. There is no question of knowing the secrets inside you. Yes, I know that you are all my children. The child in each body is mine. But that doesn't mean the father is present inside each one. Human beings have understood everything wrongly. The father says, I know that you souls are seated on your throne. This is such an easy matter. All living souls are sitting on their thrones. Yes, they still say that God is omnipresent. This is the main mistake. It is because of this that Bharat has fallen so much. The father says, you have defamed me a great deal. You have insulted the one who makes you into the masters of the world. This is why the father says, I come whenever there is defamation or religion. People abroad learn the concept of omnipresence from the people of Bharat. The people of Bharat learn skills from them and they then learn wrong things. You have to remember the one father alone and give everyone the father's introduction. You are the sticks for the blind. The path is shown to others with a stick, Achcha.
Mm-hmm.
To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. Spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Om Shanti.